chapter 2, Mishnah 9. May we get medina sayam. If someone brings a bill of divorce from overseas, va'ama befana nichtav or befana nechtam, and he says, in my presence it was written, and in my presence it was signed. So we'll do this at the beginning of Gittin. It's the first Mishnah in Gittin. But this was a procedure that had to be done if you brought a bill of divorce from overseas. What this Mishnah tells us is that if that witness, that guy who brought that bill of divorce, lo yisa es ishto, he can't marry that woman. He's not allowed to marry that woman. Why? Because we suspect that he set up this whole scenario and gave false testimony in order to allow him to marry the woman. So we believe him that this is a valid get, etc., but we don't let him now go and marry the woman. So too, if the man comes forward and he gives testimony, mace, that the husband has died, haragtiv, or that even if he says, I killed the husband, or hagnuhu, or I was part of a group that killed the husband, lo yisa es ishto. So we believe him that the husband is dead to allow the woman to remarry. But we wouldn't believe him that we won't let him marry the woman. Again, because we're worried, he's falsifying his testimony, and so that he can marry the woman. So we don't let him marry the woman. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Aragtiv, he says, if I killed the husband, lo tinasa ishto, the woman can't get married at all. We don't believe him. Why? Because a person can't give incriminating evidence about himself. So we discard his testimony completely. If he says, I murdered this woman's husband, we check out his testimony completely. Person can't give incriminating evidence about himself. If he says, Haragnuhu, I was part of a group and we killed him, then Tanasa Ishto, we believe him that, and we allow the woman to get remarried. Why? Because we assume in this case he was like a witness over there, that he didn't actively do the killing. He was part of a group, someone else killed the husband, and he just watched it. So in that case over there, we would let the woman get remarried, but we wouldn't let him remarry the woman because he gave the testimony. So the halacha is like the first opinion that we said, that we would believe him in all cases, and we wouldn't let him marry the woman in all of these cases over here.